Hey, yo, y'all tuned in with the Made Famous TV. I'll be your boy Trauma Man. Let's go.
Made Famous TV.
Yo, yo, what's up? You're now tuned in to Made Famous TV. I'm Shamika, and right now I'm sitting down with Mississippi's own Trauma. What's good with you, man?
What's going on?
Nothing, man. Hanging in there. So, let's talk about this shirt. We were talking about it a little bit before we got started. I made me with the Trauma logo there. Tell us about this.
Man, basically, you know, being in the music business, you know, you meet so many different people, mm-hmm. and we all set two sets of grinds. Like, everybody's personality different in the music business, mm-hmm. and I've been rocking with my brother for years, and you know, my brother always invested in me. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying, as an artist, and like. I had got to a point where he had stopped investing in me because, you know, life itself started, you know what I'm saying, taking a toll on in his situation. So I started investing in myself. So I just felt like, you know, the grown me started investing in myself. So I feel like I made me, you know what I'm saying? Like, the person that they starting to hear now is the person that was made, you know what I'm saying? So, and then this whole hoodie situation was a Trayvon. The whole Trayvon effect, you know, so
absolutely.
It was just different for me.
Gotcha. So yeah, I was reading your bio because your brother had started an entertainment company or a record label. Were you signed to it, or were you and him, did y'all have like a partnership going on?
We was basically having a partnership going on. I never signed to my brother's label, but it's my loyalty always though. My brand perspective, you know what I'm saying? But as far as when I drop tapes or albums or singles, it's still Firestorm Entertainment.
Gotcha. So you dropped a few projects, I see.
Yeah.
And you got one upcoming.
Oh yeah, we got one upcoming called Son of the South. It's gonna be crazy.
Son of the South. Okay, so can you give us a little insight on what's gonna be on that project, or do we gotta wait and see?
Man, all I'm gonna tell you is it's growth. I just had my new son. I got two children. So okay. I got a daughter, she's 10 years old.
Okay.
And I got a 5-month-old. So okay. It's just the growth. You're gonna get a lot of growth and you know what I'm saying, a little personal. We're gonna keep it where it's global, it's a universal language, you know, so everybody can relate to it.
Gotcha. So talk about balancing fatherhood and being a musician, because both take a lot out of you.
Oh man, most definitely. Man, I think that was like my biggest challenge when, you know, from being a teenager rapping to, mm-hmm. you know, grown man years. Being a teenager, everything was easy breezy. Like, mm-hmm. you ain't no worries. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got nobody to take care of but yourself, you know?
Right.
But being as a family man, like, it's tough. Because, I mean... When it comes to finances, you gotta, mm-hmm. you know, especially if the kids need, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You're gonna really put the music on the back burner, you know right. what I'm saying? Or what you gotta do with the music, because really, I don't brag much about it, but I don't mm-hmm. pay for studio time. The only thing I really pay for is I got my own producer, which I don't even pay him. Like, okay. That's crazy. But we split, you know what I'm saying? When everything hit the fan or everything go good or gotcha. You know, we split. I stay fair in that business part of it.
Right. But
other than that, we basically, I don't pay for studios. The only thing I pay for is my marketing, my album covers, mm-hmm. you know, the little T's and tats of the game, you know what I'm right. saying? But other than it's still all about maintaining.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That level of hype or life, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I mean, it just knowing your way with the, you know what I'm saying, life hobby. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, absolutely.
That's how I look at it. Like, okay, you gonna do this knowing your child need these pampers. Like, nah, I mean everything is a sacrifice. So
right.
I just try to just do the real fatherly thing and do right. And we know music never get old.
Right. That's true. It is for the most part gonna always be there. So you talked about, you know, when you were a teenager, you didn't have as many responsibilities. So let's take it back to the beginning. So you started rapping at 12. You were spitting bars at 12, man.
And my first record that I liked it so much, I did a rap to it. I just remember a tad bit of, I don't remember the whole thing because it's been some years ago. So I was listening to Styles P. I get high.
Uh-huh.
I ended up writing to that beat. And rest was history, man. And I went to my brother. I started rapping at 12, but I ain't dropped my actual couple of records until I was like 15. Because my brother was like, oh, no, you ain't ready. He was hitting me with that, you ain't ready. And I was like, oh, my God, man. Give me a chance. Let me get in the studio. But, but man, he, thing about him, man, he taught me so much. Like, I'm talking about, man, like, he's really like, the voice for me. Like he put me in the position to be who I am in Mississippi, you know, as a pioneer, you know what I'm saying? Age of 30 now. Like I done did so much. Like I met Colley Park. We met Colley Park, which, you know, that can be a whole nother conversation to another thing. Colley Park stole my record Wobble. Like this is no lie. I moved to Chicago in 2009. And I met Colley Park at Absolute Music Group Studios.
Uh-huh.
The program director can vouch for me too, around here in Mississippi. The program director, Denise Brooks, at Clear Channel. Big Daddy, Big Bird, they already know what's going on. But due to not having paperwork, man, you know, if I can tell any artist, man, is have your paperwork straight. Like,
yeah.
If you don't got your paperwork straight, records that you out here just letting people hear, you know what I'm saying? You never know who gonna take heed of that and go take your record and turn it around and make it theirs, and you know, they make millions and millions of dollars off of it. So that's one thing I wanna say to that. But, you know, I started my first project, Life of the Mississippi Burner, when I was 15, and I dropped when I was 15. We actually dropped that whole tape when I was like in like 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
We were mixtaping like crazy because this around the time Young Jesus started blowing up, and I was like a big, big fan of Young Jesus. Then Rick Ross came out. I became a fan of Rick Ross. And like, you know, they was such an influence on me, which not rapping what they talk about, but the sound. You get what I mean? The sound.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was so big at the time, man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the trap era was still like, oh, man, this what we need to jump on, you know? Knowing I ain't know nothing about drugs, but I was doing my best to rap whatever that, you know what I'm saying, to get to, you know, that element of like, okay, this is what people are doing, so let me do what they doing.
Right.
So, which we sold a lot of them units, man. We actually, I wish I had the CD case, but I don't have it with me at the moment. Mm-hmm. I was the first teenager in school that had front and back jewel case. I had the jewel case.
Oh, okay. Taking it back.
Put the CD cover in the back and the thing in the front, and had it wrapped in plastic. Okay. Like, you know, my brother did all that, and I was so hated for that in school because a lot of the artists back home, well, at home, they only had their names on the CD. What's the name of the song on the CD? And they see me coming up like, man, who is this dude, man? You know what I'm saying? And it went from there, man. Then, like I said, my biggest outbreak tape was Team President.
Okay.
Like, that's when they knew who I was then. Like, that's when everything just really, like, took out because I networked and I worked with a lot of artists on that one. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Man, you must have been doing something right to have your record stolen from you. Saying Collie Park, like Mr. Collie Park, stole your record. Wobble,
Mr. Collie Park.
Have you,
matter of fact, we went to the Ozone Magazine Awards at the time when the Ozone was popping off. Like, we really stayed on the road back in the days. Like, my brother. Like, that's how we know everything is a scam now. Like, if you go to Atlanta and do no disrespect to the A, but if you go to these little showcases and stuff, man, that stuff all about money. It's all about taking money from you, see how much you're going to invest in yourself, and nothing happened. You know what I'm saying? We went to all at the Chorus Days retreat. We went out, man, we done went to so many conferences, like, back in the days, my brother and my other OG, Huggy B, like, we went to they don't went to so many of them things, bro. And it ain't been nothing but a failure. And my brother had bread. Like, he was breaded up at a time of his life, and my homeboy at the same time. And like, it just, you know, when we start realizing what life was all about, you know what I'm saying? The gamble of the game, it was just, you know, I guess it tired them out, you know what I'm saying? So we just stayed local with it, and we're gonna just do our best at the crib. So, you know, we were doing a lot. I was doing a lot of shows, you know, doing a lot of, you know what I'm saying, networking. And still, I met Troy L.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, you know, shout out on my mixtape of Team President. And a lot of people didn't know who Troy L was at the time, which, you know, he was just breaking out at any time anyway. But he actually gave me a shout out on my mixtape. Excuse me. But it was like, man, to me, that was the best time for music. Like, now I just feel like it's just so watered down. It's watered down. But I had fun with it. Like, me and DJ Tony H, we talk about it so much. Mm-hmm. Like, the scene for Mississippi, and like, what's wrong with the scene of Mississippi. And what's wrong with the scene of Mississippi is artists just in competition with each other, man.
Yeah.
We sit here and compete with each other when we probably be competing with the Migos and people that done made it, you know what I'm saying? Rappers that, you know, that's on. Like, why we in competition with each other? You know what I'm saying? Or why we killing each other to be where we at? Like, want to be the man because you mad because he in a better position than you is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, yeah, yeah, it's crazy. You find that in a lot of places there's like this crab in a barrel mentality. You know, like you say, everybody want to be the first one to make it. They want to be the big homie. But how are you able to garner as much attention and success as you're able to, being in a place where you feel like sometimes you're in competition with other up-and-comers?
Wow, that's a good question. I feel like the internet sources is so powerful, where the streets don't even vibe. A lot of people say CDs don't sell. CDs actually do still sell.
Okay.
But it's the internet, the power of the internet, man. If I get on the internet right now, and all right, prime example, glue. Mm-hmm. I get on there. I throw some glue on my head. I'm stupid. That's gonna make people laugh. That's gonna make people. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna have people write stupid comments, but guess what it's doing? It's bringing attention to you.
Right.
Oh, he stupid stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the internet is made to be a character.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if you want to know, if you stuck on stupid, you're gonna have to keep being stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of people doing that rap, which I ain't grow up in that era. I was really raised off principles of the game. You know what I'm saying? So, it just, I don't know. It just is my. I constantly talk to my brother. I talk to my wife, and we be like trying to come up with stuff. Like, we sit here and actually literally think about stuff just to come up with to be, you know what I'm saying? That great, our trauma can really, you know what I'm saying, go back to where he used to be, or, you know, because my name ring. Like, my name ring in my city. Like, everybody know who I am. You know what I'm saying? But And it, and like I was watching another interview with another local artist, his name Boobie.
Okay.
He said it's scary being a public figure back home. And it really is, because everybody don't know you by your government. So everybody calling you Trump, everywhere you go, and you don't even know these people. That's scary. You don't know what they plot is towards you. They calling you Trump. You're like, what's going on? Man, what's going on, bro, blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't go to everybody's studios. That's one thing I don't do. I don't go to everybody's studio. I record at one of, you know, you got to go to the studio. I'm at, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
It's just all about the way you move. I feel like that's the answer to that. It's all about the way you move and, you know, be firm with it. Like, stand on it. You know,
I'm listening to you. You know what I'm saying? And I know you said you were like, you know, 30. And I hear so much OG in you. Like, I hear so much wisdom. You know, I can definitely tell that, you know, you've been through a lot in this game. And, you know, they try to say hip hop is a young man or a young woman sport, but sometimes it seems like it's meant for artists to kind of break out when they mature more, because you've experienced so much and you've seen so much. So you're not just going for anything. No, I'm not going to sign your bad contract now that I'm 30. You probably could have got me when I was 18 or 19.
Yeah. I done been offered a contract. Like, I done post that many times on Facebook too. And I try to tell artists, like, man, you got to read that paperwork. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Somebody offered me a 60-40 situation. I'm saying, like y'all ain't doing nothing. You just the distribution. You know, I'm basically putting all the bread behind this situation. And this was when I was 18. I was 18. And, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, the Wobble was blowing up at the time. I was popping on WGCI in Chicago.
Okay.
I met Jeremiah before he got his record deal, Mr. Birthday Six. Like, I seen how he took off. Like, I was in the same studio he was in. We was getting ready to work on the record till he got that call to come to Miami, leave Chicago to come to Miami to sign that deal with Def Jam. Like, it was crazy that night. Like, he left at 3 o'clock in the morning to Miami. He shot the video in like 2 days, and this thing, know they threw it on 106 and Park.
Wow, that's how crazy. You didn't keep a relationship with him and discuss.
See what it was. At that time, my publicist, because I was fooling with the manager, which he was A&R, a Universal Republic at the time, Lamont.
Okay.
Lamont Jean, something like that. We was all in the studio. Because at that time, Cash Count was popping out, Crank That Yank. Time for me, Crank That Yank. Mm-hmm. The boys that did the dance for Soulja Boy. Yep. You. Mm-hmm. And them boys was taking off. And, like, I already knew they was going to break up, because they was making all type of money. When I say these guys were making money, Cash Count was making so much money, which I was making money, too, because I was on promotional tours with them with my record.
Okay.
And, like, them jokers was, like, making $5,000 a show. They were getting like $1,000 a piece, you know, they were five of them.
Right.
So they were making like they were just on the road. They were steady on the road. Even if it was just to go do the Crank the Yank, they got paid $5,000. Like, they were just getting paid. So, yeah. And I just seen they spent money a lot. They weren't saving nothing. Me over there, on the other hand, I done racked up 60 bands and I'm living in Gary, Indiana. I'm living in Gary, Indiana in the Lakeshore Dunes. In Gary, Indiana, no cap. I had 60 bands on
Gary?
Me. Gary, Indiana.
Yeah, you said Gary, Indiana ain't no joke now. You.
but I had people that was from Chicago that my sister, her husband, he was from Chicago. So, you know, I was walking light. Don't get it twisted. I met some DJs. I ended up meeting some DJs on the east side of Chicago in the Wild Hunters. DJ Spin, DJ Gantman, DJ Rashad. They do all that juke music. You know, Chicago known for juke music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just different. Like, I ended up doing another single called The Wiggle. Like, it was The Wobble, then I did The Wiggle. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it didn't work out for me. You know how they always say, you got to make another record bigger than that first one.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's when I started, like, after the whole college part, it was kind of hard to shake back from there. So I took like 2 years off.
Okay.
So when I came back in 2011, mm-hmm. I told my brother, I said, bro, everything I rap on, I'm going to go hard on. And I said, they finna know us even more. And tell me why ever since 2011, I've been pressured.
Yeah.
I've been pressured.
I can imagine because the new joint you got, the player record you got out.
Yeah, players.
Yeah.
Yeah, players, yes.
Oh no, no, you can say it. but yeah, so that new record, it's got like a when I hear it, I don't know why it puts me in the mind frame of like a do or die type of record.
Come
for
on.
For some reason. So like you being from Mississippi, because you know, not saying that all artists from one region sound alike, but you know, people have their idea of what people from Atlanta sound like. What people from New York sound like, the West Coast, and then, you know, so you hear, like, you expect a certain sound out of, like, the South, you know, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia.
Yeah.
So to hear your record, it sounds like something that's Midwest-inspired to me. So to hear that you have traveled to these different places, it makes sense now. It makes sense now. Dope record, by the way.
Right.
Dope record, by the way. Who are some of your influences?
Man, to be crazy, like I said, I'm gonna start it off with my brother. Because my brother, okay. He was doing this music, you know what I'm saying, early. And I used to be like, why that man trying to rap? Man, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm little, though. I'm young. So, whatever. He ain't trying to do nothing, you know. And my cousins used to take over Mississippi too at the time, the Local Boys. It was called the Local Boys.
Okay.
Rest in peace, my cousin Big Yank. It was majorly like the influence on me because his flow was so like crazy, like why you made. Plus he sing. He used to sing like, oh my God, used to blow mics off. Like he he came out for the American Idol. He made it. He was finna go up, but he ended up dying.
Oh.
So it was a lot behind that.
Yeah.
And the industry influences, man, I mean, everybody respect Wayne, Juve. I mean, the whole Cash Money No Limit, because I grew up just listening to Tupac. Like, my brother was the biggest. It wasn't no Notorious B.I.G. played in my house.
None.
Like, I might just seen it on BET, but in the cars, in the house, it was number Tupac. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like I said, Tupac. Man, it was a lot of artists that I actually, you know, industry-wise, but mainly that really got me where I needed to be to find my vocals was Young G's and Rick Ross.
Gotcha, yeah. Gotcha. Uh-oh. Trauma is a busy man. He getting these phone calls, man.
You good.
It happens. Who would be a dream collaboration? Who do you really want to work with?
Oh, most definitely Rick Ross and Jeezy.
Oh, really?
Jeezy,
okay.
And Rick Ross.
Yeah,
I like Gucci Mane too. I like Gucci Mane. Don't get it twisted. Gucci, I if I want to be in my thug mode, I'm going to listen to Gucci.
Okay.
You know, the old trap Gucci. Like,
gotcha.
People don't know the difference between Gucci Mane, trap Gucci, and, you know,
gold
street
teeth
Gucci.
Gucci. Gold teeth Gucci.
Gold teeth Gucci. Right.
A little bit of weight on them Gucci.
Right. See, I got a song on my EP that I just dropped this year called I'm a Dog. It was inspired by Gucci, but mine's different. I'm a dog like Cujo. I say, man, I'm Cujo like the dog Cujo. So, yeah, so, you know, it's like, but mainly Jeezy and Rick Ross, because, like, they just such, like, the inspiration of music they make. That's the level I want to be on. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the level I always wanted to be on, so it's always going to be them, too.
Oh, yeah, they definitely have that sound that make you feel like, you know, I'm not in the streets, but when I turn a Jeezy record on, I feel like I'm about to call the plug or somebody, like, hey. Then I'll be like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, for real. Like, they dope, man. Like, I've been rocking with them boys since 05. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You I want to almost say a day one fan.
Oh yeah, original day one. Like when the Gucci Man Jesus thing, I was so hurt because I was like, man, I'm a real Gucci fan now.
Uh-huh.
But Jesus just, you know, I'm day one with Jesus, man. Like gotcha. Since the first song. Ooh, yeah. And I mixtape a lot of his beats back in the day.
Oh, did
I used to mixtape the crap out of Jesus. Yes. I used to mixtape a lot with his music. A lot.
Gotcha. How did you feel about seeing the versus battle with Gucci Mane and Jeezy? And then they kind of pieced it up at the end, but it was a little tense. I was like, what? Is they going to make it through this battle? How'd you feel?
Man, I ain't going to lie. I hit my seat the whole time. I was on the seat. I was just like, man, Gucci finna go send them guys at him right now, bro. He finally see him face to face. Like, after so many years, like, but you know, yeah. Gucci been saying he been in areas where Jeezy been, you know what I'm saying? It just, nothing ever happened, because, I mean, it's always, who gonna self-defense? Everybody gonna ride in a self-defense on a grown man level, you know? So, I feel like, man, for the decade of me, because I grew up in that era when they were beefing or whatever, so that really changed the history of music. I ain't gonna lie, because we were so used to Tupac and Biggie situation getting killed. We thinking that was gonna happen to one of them, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? But you know, like Jesus said, he extended his hand. You know, call him weak, do whatever you want to call him. But at the end of the day, bro, my life is precious. You know what I'm saying? So if I can be the bigger person to reach out to you and you look at me like I'm a wimp, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be the bigger person and just let you know I'm not scared of you, but I wanna make this mean with you because what's going on right now in the industry. Everybody beefing over nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But our beef was, you know what I'm saying? Killing them on the spot. You know what I'm saying? So I think that was real big for hip hop, right? In the legacy way. So for both of them. Because hopefully they do a record together. That'll be definitely dope. Another dope record. So
yeah, that'd be a game changer. Yeah, you could definitely tell Jeezy's in a different space. I mean, I think he just got like some kind of executive position. For a record label, I think so. Yeah, you could definitely tell he's in a different space. How do you feel about signing a deal now? Is that the goal, to sign a deal? Are we trying to stay independent, or are we just whichever way the wind blows?
It got to be a partnership, because I mean, I don't learn so much about the partnership situation, you know, or the industry part. I'd rather have a partnership, because I'll be able to have the control of leaving. If I'm not happy, or if it don't work, I have the power to just actually leave. Because actually, when you sign a distribution deal, you're going to still be the one coming out your pocket the most. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
As a partner, we 50-50 with it. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, if I lose, you lose, y'all write it off. I can't write it off. I got to go home.
Gotcha.
That I learned more about that, and like they say, man, you sign a 360 deal and you believe in yourself, it'll work out for you, because you'll probably be out that deal in 3 years if you know exactly what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And got ways of bringing more revenue besides rap music. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We know the T.I.s and the 3-6 Mafias, all them dudes, everybody actually signed the 360 deal at one time of their life besides Master P. Mm-hmm. And that's been proven. Besides people like LL Cool J, he ain't signed no 360 deal. Now, I actually looked up a lot of artists who actually signed 360 deals, and there was a lot of people that I was like, what, for real? You know, Jeezy and Rick Ross signed one. Gucci never signed a 360 deal. That's what's so crazy. Like, Gucci, man, never signed a 360 deal. But like they say, if you believe in yourself, like how Jeezy and Rick Ross did, they done made millions, and they still investing their millions into something else. They got trucks, restaurants, you know what I'm saying? They let their money work for them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shout out to Tony. Me and Tony was talking about this the other day. It's all nowadays, it's all about letting your money work for you.
Yep.
It ain't about nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless you want to work check to check like that, it's all about making your money work for you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I couldn't be no slave. I couldn't. Because I get to a point where I'd be like, forget this music. And I got dope records.
Right.
I got dope records. And I get to that point where, like, man. And the reason I'm like that because I'm like, I'm not being heard. Why this person ain't heard this record? Or why she ain't heard this record?
Right.
Then you'll get somebody to come around. Man, don't give up. Keep rapping. that's a motivation. But at the same time, bro, you don't know how hard it is when you do make that good record. And everybody don't fall on.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what be hurting me the most, where I be in and out. Because, hey, Tony H will tell anybody, man, Trump done did the most quitting on Facebook.
It's a struggle.
But, man, I real strong soldiers behind me, man. Then, you know, anything my daughter's like the most honest person in the world. Like,
okay.
She'll tell me, and I ain't feeling that.
Kids let you know. If you want the truth, talk to those kids. They don't hold back.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you. Your screen is frozen, but I can hear you. Okay, there you go. There you go.
Okay, you can hear me now?
Yep, you good now.
All right, so I started going to the schools. Mm-hmm. I started going to, like, the elementary schools, middle schools, and stuff like that. You know, I make a relationship with the principal, tell them what I want to do. But the main thing is promote the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be there, be as possible, you know, positive as I can. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to do that as much as I can. But at the same time, I got to promote the song, or I got to promote the music.
Right. And
like, I've been doing crazy streaming. Like,
really? Just to be my...
I'm like, man, and when I read the where it's coming from, the cities, none but them kids.
Yep. Them kids. Right. When you get them kids,
it's a wrap.
Yeah. So, I know you talked about going to the schools and stuff, but, you know, of course, we're in the middle of a pandemic now. So, right. I know you said, like, the power of the internet is very useful, you know, being able to use that. But how has the pandemic changed the way that you've been grinding with the music?
Perfect. So all the music that I've been wanting to drop just to give people something to hear, I just throw it out there. I do a lot of, you know, trillers, TikToks. And I've been getting thousands of views. Like, I'm like, okay, we on to something. I see what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? So I just constantly been doing, like I said, the trailer videos and just throwing the actual song out there, put some pictures on as a slideshow or the cover, and just throw it out there just to see what my listeners want to hear. And like I said, I get thousands of views, get a lot of likes and stuff like that. So all people can do now, because they got to sit at the house, is what? Get on the internet.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
Get on the internet. So I was using that source, and like I said, I dropped more music. I dropped about 3 more songs this year, you know, single wise. And they've been, like I said, they've been rolling. They've been rolling.
Yeah.
So that was a good way of using the internet, because I was like, man, they finna shut stuff down around here. So it was upload music. Hey, right. Just upload music and see what's going to happen. So
And it's been working. So hopefully you'll be able to do some shows in the future, or have you been able to perform now, or is that kind of shut down now?
We've been asked to do some stuff. Uh-huh. We've been asked on the coast. It's a lot of stuff going on the coast. Okay. I got to go to the radio station up there with DJ T Swan. Mm-hmm. I just told him next year.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I said, man, next year will probably be the best outcome for that. So they got, but they like I said, they got a lot of stuff going on the coast next year. So I'm really trying to be, you know, on hands with that. So gotcha. And that's where it's at right.
So 2021 is when Trauma is gone. Bless y'all with his presence.
It's gonna be a lot of pressure next year.
Shows and stuff, traveling and stuff. Yeah, man. If you know, we can get this thing under control. So before I let you go, we got this vaccine. You know, seems like that might be the way this thing open back up. What we gonna do, Trauma?
Man, that's scary, man. But anyway, man, this woman that I know, she told me her daughter worked in the ICU.
Okay.
And she said her daughter took the vaccine, bro, and she was throwing up. That's scary.
Oh, yeah, I see. You trying to scare black folks more than they already scared, more than we already scared.
Well, something need to be told. Something need to be said. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, anyway, even with the stimulus money, that's part of the stimulus money. You got to go take that, you know, that vaccine. You think you're going to get free money, but there's something behind that money.
Yeah, that's what they say.
I believe in conspiracy. I'm going to tell you like that. I believe in conspiracy, man. But, you know, I don't need nobody to come flying out my bushes, though.
Like, hey, listen, you say, they're going to be like, listen, we heard what you said in that interview. You're saying a little bit too much now. Oh, man. It's been good talking to you. Like I say, just a lot of wisdom there. I appreciate you letting us in on some of the stuff and giving us your perspective. And then on top of that, you got dope music. So, you got the project again coming up. Got the single out. Plug that one more time.
Oh, yeah, man. Y'all go scream my single player shit. I got the edit version, and I got the explicit version. It's on everywhere music. So Apple Music, Tidal, wherever you listen to your music sources, Spotify, Pandora, wherever, man. I just need y'all to go check that single out. Plus, there's more music on there, you know. But mainly go get my single player shit. That's probably the hottest record. Like, it's a vibe. Like, it's classical. It's like, you don't dance. I promise you, it's so dope. You know, and it's clean. You know, just the hook, just a little raw. But, you know, versus everything is straight facts. Like, it's a vibe. For real. I appreciate that.
Gotcha. And what can the viewers find you on social media?
Oh, yeah. Facebook, Trauma Dixon. Twitter, Trauma Man. Instagram, Trauma Man 601. I mainly push a lot of my, you know, my main streaming platforms is, like I said, Apple Music. Like I said, say y'all look me up, Trauma Dixon on YouTube. You know, that you can find me there too. But mainly, like I said, everything is just Trauma Dixon, Trauma Man, and Trauma Man 601.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come and kick it with us. We gotta chop it up again.